Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Coffee with Crystal. It feels like I'm sitting down with some old friends. I know that it's been a while, and many of you have asked, so when are you going to bring the show back? We missed it. So I thank you guys for your support. It's just that life just ran away with everything. I was in transition. My husband and I had a daughter moving out. We had a son that we were preparing to work through his senior year and send him off to school. So now I'm happy to report that he has finished his first semester in college. He's back for his second semester. Our daughter has gotten to a place in life where she's loving her job and loving life. So here I am, back to join you guys on Sunday mornings for Coffee with Crystal. And again, thank you so much for tuning in. When I was thinking about what am I going to talk about, what would I like to share after I've been gone for such a long time, and I thought, well, why not start where we left off? And where we left off was talking about who we are in Christ, embracing the person that God designed us to be. And I know me, like many of you, when the clock struck 12 and the calendar flipped over to a new year, we all had these neatly drafted lists, or at least many of us, I will say, I know I did, had this neatly drafted list of things that I was leaving behind, things that I wanted to change, and things that I wanted to begin. You know, I made definite and earnest decisions about the changes that I wanted to be made in my life. And like many of you, I'm sure, I had resolved to become a new person, different from the way I was before. And that's the beauty of a new year. It's almost like God gives us the opportunity and he says, go ahead, start again. And that in and of itself is a wonderful thing. But, you know, have you ever stopped while you're crafting those detailed plans for your life? Have you ever stopped and wondered, what's God's plan for your life? You know, what are the things that he's already gifted you with that he's just waiting to release in you? Jeremiah 29:11-12 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you." God has a plan for each of us. With one person being born every 7 seconds and one death every 13 seconds, there are over 7 billion people on this earth. Yet God has singled each of us out with a unique plan for our lives. So I don't know about you, but I have one husband and 2 kids. And simply putting together a plan for a simple 1-week vacation takes more effort than I care to think about sometimes. So can you imagine what it must be like to plan out the lives of over 7 million people with different needs, wants, desires? In Isaiah 55:10-11, God declares, "As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it." So if God says he has a purpose for our lives, you can rest assured he has a purpose for our lives. But I'm sure you may ask, how do we find out what our true godly purpose is? And over the next 3 segments, that's what I would like for us to talk about and chat about. So if you want to, if you're interested in calling in and sharing your thoughts on that topic, feel free to call in at 323-642-1632. But in Acts chapter 17, verse 24 through 28, it says, "The God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth and does not live in temples built by human hands. And he is not served by human hands, as if he needed anything. Rather, he himself gives everyone life and breath and everything else. From one man, he made all the nations, that they should inhabit the whole earth. And he marked out their appointed times in history and the boundaries of their land. God did this so that they would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from any one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. To find your true godly purpose, you first must start by reaching out to God. And Matthew says in chapter 7, verses 7 through 11, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. The one who seeks, finds. And the one who knocks, the door will be opened. So why don't we take a few minutes, listen to the beautiful sounds of Jackie Vaquez, and then I will be back to go over the first four steps of discovering your godly purpose. Welcome back, guys. So as I mentioned, now I would like for us to talk through just four simple steps that I take my clients when they're looking to establish their professional, personal, and spiritual goals. So the first thing that I recommend that you do is survey where you are spiritually. You know, ask yourself, do you regularly attend worship service or commune with other believers? Do you have a basic understanding of the scriptures that you're willing to apply to your life? And this is important if you're saying that you want to begin this new you, this new phase in your life on a godly foundation. You know, and if you can't answer yes to those things, then I encourage you to reach out, you know, and find someone that will be able to help you to gain a better understanding of God's word. So the second step will be to pray for guidance and direction. You know, ask, do you pray on a regular basis? And when you pray, are you attempting to impose your will on God by giving him your laundry list of the things that you want and the things that you desire? Or are you praying specifically for him to guide your steps and to make his will clear to you? I would like to encourage you to consider two scriptures at this point, the first one being Isaiah 65, verse 24, where it says, before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear, says the Lord. Isn't that amazing? Before we can even call to God, before we're finished speaking, he answers. He hears us. Once we turn to him and begin to move in that direction, and our hearts are ones that are wanting to establish that relationship with him. And then in Jeremiah 33:3, he says, call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. So we know from previous scriptures, right, that God's word does not come back empty. And the two scriptures that I just mentioned, Isaiah 65:24 and Jeremiah 33, in those, he clearly tells us that he's not only listening when we come to him, but he's anxiously awaiting us. Can you imagine? Can you think about when someone has come to talk to you or when you see their number come across your phone, before they can even get out the hello, how are you doing? You're already, hey, what's going on? How's it going? That's how God is with us. He's waiting for us to reach out to him. Imagine that you only have to speak, and before you're done, God has already begun to put things in place to answer your prayers. Jeremiah 33:3 goes on to say that when you call him, he will not only answer you, but he will make known to you great things, things that you have not even begun to seek out, but things that he has planned for you and you alone. Isn't that amazing? You know, think about how you feel when you're in the middle of a conversation with someone and they tell you the most amazing news. It's not anything that you have even dared to hope for. That's what God does with us. He says if we reach out to him, he will tell us great and unknown things. So step one is to survey where you are spiritually. Step two, pray for guidance and direction. And step three is establish godly relationships. So in this step, I encourage you to ask yourself, what types of relationships do you have? Would you consider the relationships in your life right now to be healthy ones when you compare them to the scriptures? Or would you say that those relationships tend to lead you into areas that, in hindsight, you're left feeling empty, confused, hurt, sorrowful, doubtful of yourself and others, or just plain sick and tired? I'm sure we've all been there. You know, so at this point, really ask yourself the gut-wrenching, honest questions. You know, how are the relationships in your life? How are they serving you? And sometimes when we see where relationships are not the best for us spiritually, that's when it's time to make the hard decision and let those go. So in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20, it says, he who walks with the wise grows wise, but a companion of fools suffers harm. Which would you say that you gain? from those that you keep company with. Wisdom or foolish suffering. So the final step this morning that I would like to talk about is identifying and having the faith to rid yourself of worldly distractions. Now, before you begin this step, so I encourage you, totally submit yourself to prayer. You know, don't just rush into this. Really pray, you know, and pray through that Jeremiah 33 passage where God says he will show you great and unknown things. Because at this point, you know, you really, really want to be submitted to the things that God reveals to you. And another great scripture to pray through would be Psalms 139. And although it's a little lengthy, I encourage you to focus on verses 23 and 24, where it says, "Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." So after you've gone through prayer and your heart is surrendered to what God is going to reveal to you, then get yourself a piece of paper, draw a line down the middle, and then another line a few inches from the top. So on the left side, label it positive and list the positive things in your life. All the things that line up with God's word and the way the scriptures say we should live our lives. And then on the right side, label it opportunities and list the things in your life that when lined up against God's word, just doesn't make the cut. So once you have your list, then pray about the positives and the opportunities. Because even though we may recognize on paper the changes we need to make, it's still hard to move forward and begin to implement those changes. So pray about the positives, right? Because although you may have a lot of great things going on, you can never be close enough to God, and you should always remain humble with an attitude that you can always grow and develop spiritually. And then you definitely, like I said, want to pray about the opportunities so that God will change your heart and reveal to you the intimate details about the things you need to change. In this way, your changes will not be ones based on your intellect, right? Because you know these are the right things to do based on statistics or based on articles you read. And the changes won't be changes that are based on momentary sorrow. Because we know when we make changes based on how we feel right then in that moment, typically those aren't lasting changes. They're just changes based on emotion. But instead, if you pray and really commit this to prayer, your changes will be for a lifetime, based on godly convictions and a desire to live a life that is in line with God's word. So this morning, I want to leave you with 2 Corinthians 7, verses 10 through 11, which says, "Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret. But worldly sorrow brings death. See what this godly sorrow has produced in you, what earnestness, what eagerness to clear yourself, what indignation, what alarm, what longing, what concern, what readiness to see justice done. At every point, you have proved yourselves to be innocent in this matter." So thank you guys so much for tuning in this morning. Like I said, it feels like I'm back again with a group of old friends. I look forward to chatting with you again next Sunday, same time, 7:30, Coffee with Crystal. And remember, guys, as you go about your day today, today is the first day of the rest of your life.